The voice of North Dakota's cattle industry is being heard by federal lawmakers and regulators this week. While on Capitol Hill, North Dakota Stockmen's Association leaders are meeting with the Environmental Protection Agency, members of Congress, and more. North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Dan Rohrvig, who ranches at Mackville, says discussions were had with USDA's Food and Safety Inspection Service about cell-cultured protein.
Which, of course, is a hot issue, and we were able to discuss the involvement of USDA and the FDA in their joint agreement and joint management. It's kind of a pie-in-the-sky dream and new technology and new practices, and our industry doesn't want to be against the technologies that are out there, but we want science in there, and We want to protect our consumers, and we want to protect our name of beef and meat.
Electronic logging device and hour of service regulations are also a hot topic among the livestock industry. Congress has yet to pass legislation that allows flexibility for livestock haulers.
Seems like all we ever are able to accomplish is we kick the can down another 6 months or another year, so we want permanent legislation on that, and it seems like everybody does, but we can't quite seem to get over the hump. So we need to continue to pursue that, and so that the policymakers can see how it affects us and our livestock and our consumers.
New Rockford, North Dakota rancher and NDSA Vice President Jeff Schaefer is also in D.C. with Rohrvig. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.